Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
What is that sound in the background? It sounds like whoop,
what are you talking
whoop, 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 whoop.
I don't know.
It sounded like it sounded kind of like a washing machine. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's fine. We're all good. We'll just start right now, and somehow all of that will magically work out in editing when I do it tomorrow. Hello! Welcome to season 36 of Ghost Survivor, otherwise known as Ghost Island. This is Outwit Outplay Outcast, Ghost Survivor, Survivor Podcast on the Night of the Living Geeks Network, patreon.com/NOTLG. We're going to talk about episode 3, only time will tell. There's some weird stuff going on in the background. We'll just do my best to ignore it. Anyway. So, okay, I wanted to tell you guys that I really enjoyed this episode. It was a lot of fun and very interesting, but I have almost nothing to say about it.
Well, I think before we get started, Andy, one of us is going to say it. So since you usually say the thing, I'll just say it this time. There are a lot of great asses this season, aren't there?
Wait, when do I normally say that?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? I think you mentioned Abby Maria's ass like in every episode. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because she mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's Brazilian, so she's contractually obligated to mention it. If she doesn't, they're going to kick her out of the country. They're going to bounce her out of the country.
That's very different, Brian, than talking about the good Christian girl Libby.
No. You're missing the point. Well, you're usually talking about their boobs, but, you know, the same kind of thing.
Okay. What do you guys think of the buff dropping? This is pretty early, right?
No, I mean, it made sense to do. You have 18 people, and you have unbalanced tribes and one tribe that's just completely dysfunctional.
See, I was hoping because they have 18 that they were going to do it into an even three-way split. I found that I've really liked the seasons more where they have three tribes instead of two. Just because you get more time with each of the tribes and that you can find out more that they get more of a dynamic more quickly because they're smaller, if that makes sense. So I was hoping they would do that. But instead they just really screwed over all of the Malotha players even more.
What do you mean they had dysfunctional tribe? They had two, they lost twice, but
yeah,
they had unanimous votes both times they went to tribal. There was no, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they couldn't get a thing together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they had much of a chance if they hadn't.
I mean, they won the first challenge, you know, I mean, not this episode, in the first, you know.
They didn't win it. Yeah, Chris gave up on it.
Yeah. They forfeited. So, I don't know.
I'm happy with switching up the tribe.
Yeah.
Just like, Navidi was winning, like, really handily. And so they're like, okay, we need to mix this up now. Maybe they pushed it up by a couple days. I don't know. But, like, okay, Navidi was rolling away with it, and Malolo didn't look like they were going to recover. So now you've mixed them up. And now, like, Malolo, that was already on the outs, is, like, on the outs on both tribes.
Well, but that's luck of the draw.
Yeah, I think they were hoping for a different outcome maybe on this, but that was
and
just such like five like, split both teams.
And like the thing that annoys me the most about whenever there's any sort of merger or redivision of the tribes or whatever is you always have we're going to be strong to our old tribes. Like, why? Your odds are you're going to be with this new tribe longer than that original tribe. You're going to be. I'm saying there's probably going to be, including Morgan, who got voted out this time around. There's probably going to be at least 6 tribal councils before the merge. Yeah, that would be a merge with 12 people. So, I mean. If there are 6, then they will have had 6 with this tribe and 2 with the previous tribe. So you should be more concerned about winning challenges and being strong and current with your existing tribe. Because otherwise what's going to happen is, let's say, which tribe lost here? Navidi or was it Malolo? I forget all of a sudden.
Malolo lost.
Yeah, okay.
No, they didn't.
Who went to tribal council?
Navidi went to Trevor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can tell them by the colors. I can't assign the names. So Navidi loses. They go to Tribal Council. All right, cool. So Malolo's just going to hang out with more people. And then next week, let's say Navidi loses again. Malolo stays with the same number of people. And now, eventually, when there's a merge, the new Malolo is going to have more incentive to stick to one another than the old, or the, you know what I mean, the smaller tribe. So it's just, it's self-defeating. So just, like, as soon as you guys switch up tribes, be immediately committed to your new tribe. That's just the smartest thing to do.
Well, it's even dumber for the old Navidi tribe. It's not like they had, like, anything to be loyal to. They haven't voted yet.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's, but I mean, craziness.
It's difficult, because the structure of the game means that you kind of automatically want to go for the easiest majority in the easiest vote. And when you split it like this, the easiest majority is the one that has the numbers automatically, and there's no predetermined group coming into it other than the fact that you were all on Navidi before and you kind of know each other. You don't know any of these Malolo people. You don't know if you can trust them or not. At least, like, if you don't trust Dominic, you know in what ways not to trust Dominic in, like, the 4 days that you've hung out with him. You have a little bit of a bead on it. Unless you go into the season saying, we are going to drop your buffs literally every episode. I don't see a situation where these players don't go for that easy team up. It happens occasionally, and it obviously happened this episode to get Morgan out.
Well, because it was
Morgan was all Malolo?
No, she was Morgan, in the majority.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
Morgan was Navidi, yeah. But that's because they had the infighting that carried over into this one with Chris and Dominic. But I think that's the minority of the time it happens like this.
No, what are you talking about? And no, see, because you play the old school Survivor, Andy, where nobody started playing until after they merged. Now they're all thinking about who they can fuck over immediately.
Yeah. No, he's right. You want to make power, or they try and make power moves as early as possible these days.
Yeah. And they don't, I completely forgot what the hell I was going to say.
Good job.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you hear Angela sitting there saying, no, let's just, you know, let's stay Navidi strong. It's easy. Like, that does sound like, man, you are not up on it.
No, she isn't.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Angela's old school.
No, they always say that, and it never works.
Right. It may work for one tribal council, but then, like I said, you spend as much time. By the next tribal council, they will have spent as much time with this new tribe as they did with the old tribe. Maybe even more, depending on what day they did the merge or the reshuffle. So, in the long run, like, now they're going to start to interact with one another on individual levels, and so, yeah, that old Navidi strong thing's going to go away. It can last at most 1 week. But yeah.
Yeah, and I'll say I prefer this over the stuff they pulled in, Game Changers? Where they did all kinds of random shit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I prefer this over an Advantage Geddon, you know? Like, they do things that disrupt the social play in a way that feels more natural, you know? Like, by having Ghost Island where you remove a person from the politics. Like, that affects the way that they play each other, but at least there's some game for them to play in there. You know, there's not just, like, random things coming in, changing. It doesn't feel random. It feels like, oh, we're going to remove Chris from the equation. They want to get to choose that. And we go back to camp not getting to have that person to talk to. And how does that affect the way that we politic between each other? I like that. And I like shuffling tribes up early. Like, that's fine. I this stuff, it doesn't feel as gimmicky, even though there hasn't been as many gimmicks in this as any other season already.
No, there have been more gimmicks in this season because each returning artifact or whatever you want to call it is a gimmick in and of itself, and they've added one each episode. So, like, we are headed for an idol Armageddon the same way we were a couple seasons ago. So we'll see how it turns out. I don't want to sound like I dislike it. I'm invested in some of these folks, and I like the concept, and I love, as I said last week, and we'll reiterate this week, I love the fact there's an exile island. So there's a lot of things to like about it, but that we are, there is a potential for like another Idle Armageddon where it just becomes everyone's saving everything for the end and then just the nuclear option, which maybe it'll be more interesting because I like more people this season than the last time we had that happen. So
do you think they're changing it dynamically with how often they reveal the old shit? Because in the first episode, I'm doing quotes in the air, you know, because the first two were one
episode. Correct, yeah.
The first episode, nobody found an idol, and Jacob had to do something on Ghost Island. The next two episodes, somebody found an idol, and the people on Ghost Island didn't do anything.
Oh, no, I think those clay pots were actually, like, they're randomized up there, and you can pick whichever one you want, and I think when they... Because there were two or three, there were a couple missing when Chris went to Smash, so I think they're not changing what's in the pots. I think they literally did just fill up the pots, and, like, it's going to be your luck of the draw. I believe that. I don't think they're having an active hand in that, per se.
Well, see, but they would have to do that beforehand, and there has to be somebody telling them to do it in order, because they can't have them, you know, pick one that has something in it and then be like, fuck, we didn't set that up yet, or set something up that they weren't supposed to do and they stumble upon it.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't seen a whole lot about how Ghost Island works. My guess is they tell them to stay in a certain area, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they have, like, a game table, and if you... And each pot is a 50-50 chance whether or not you play a minigame. And they'll change the minigame each time, you know, but it's not like, you know, there's a pot with minigame A, a pot with B, a pot with C, a pot with D, and then, like, six empty ones. I think it's just yes or no, and then the game table's over there. And if you didn't smash it, we're just going to not put stuff out.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I spent last week trying to figure it out, and this week I just realized it doesn't matter, because whatever the case happens to be, our perception of it is that it's randomized, and that's all that really matters. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't act like it's one of those things that we could go, oh, this is a possibility or that's a possibility, but all that really matters is there was nothing this week, there was nothing in the back half of last week, and there was something on the front half of that episode. So it's like, it doesn't really matter in the long run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the artifact that turned up this time around was one of James's idols from China. Ostensibly, it seems to have been the one that he pried off. I'm trying to remember if that was the one he pried off on purpose or both of them he did on purpose, but one of them he just kind of like leaned up against the thing. Showing everyone, oh, I'm just going to lean up against her. Oh, no, I broke it. Because by then he had already known what was on it. And he's like, oh, shoot. That was great. Yeah, it doesn't really matter which one it was. But yeah, I got one of his. And my question is whether or not there's going to be another one of his. And if they are, I kind of hope that they can be teamed up for like a super idol or whatever. But,
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I feel like I don't think they're going to do that.
You can't use the other one unless it's the last day. Don't make his fuck up if you have to, like, if there's literally no reason to not use it, you need to use it.
Yeah. Oh, but something that actually was of use that happened is so after the tribal shuffle, Dominic, I was trying to think of his name, is Dominic or Donovan. Dominic shows everyone, yeah, this is my fake idol. And actually, he played it off really well, and I don't know if this was his plan all along. It probably wasn't, but I feel like the opportunity... Yeah, I feel like the opportunity presented itself, and he just jumped on it. He showed everyone his fake idol and was like, look, Chris is just telling tales out of school. He doesn't know anything. And it's like, as I was watching, I'm like, this is a good play. And then James, in a confessional, says, he probably has a real one, and he's just showing us this. He strikes me as a Russell player. And I was like, good job, James. You're a smart man.
Yeah, he seemed real smart, too, because immediately after Dominic walks away, he turns to the other Malola that were with him, and he's like, if they're splitting their votes, like, they're going to do, like, 3-2, and there's the four of us, and we can just choose whoever the fuck we want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he immediately saw what the situation that was happening and how he and his people could take advantage. Like, that was quick.
Yeah, James is a good dude. I enjoyed him.
It's too bad he didn't find the idol from the other James. That would have been better.
I know! Or, ooh, maybe, maybe if he gets it, it becomes a super idol. only if James gets it. Oh, man, that would actually have been a really interesting idea for us. This is the dumbest idea I've ever had. Have a season where every player shares a name with a previous player, and they have to go through the things that that person did. That's so dumb. Don't listen to that idea, CBS.
Man, I was just thinking, what if you put, like, if there's 20 players, put 20 idols out there, but have each one of them only be able to be played by a specific other player? So, like there's one, if it's the three of us out there, like, I can pull Brian's idol, but do I want to give it to him or not? Do I keep it and play it for him possibly when he needs it?
You wear it around your neck and just go, like, look what I have.
I have your fate in my hands, asshole. You know? Or then, like, if you find out, like, what, if you go and you do searching around the area and you get one for somebody who's already been voted out, you're like, well, that blows. Yeah. That could be fun.
No, then what you do is you just start collecting everyone else's idol and wear it around your neck. And those are the idols of the people that you have killed.
That'd be great.
So, yes.
You go to Final Tribal with a stack of them?
You just hold them all in one hand and just be like, look what I have. I'm the man now.
Well, that sounds like Russell.
Lord it over them. You know, actually, so I've noticed more people are making jewelry while they're on the island this season. Angela has a necklace that she's made, and we actually saw her in the process of making it while she was talking to someone. I want to say it was Dominic. I don't think it was him, though. But we actually saw her, you know, measuring out the cord and tying it to her neck.
One thing I actually did really like in this episode, too, and I know because one of Brian's pet peeves is when, you know, the tribe that went to tribal council comes out before the challenge and they go, take a look at the new Malolo tribe. And they go, oh. I love that nobody was surprised even a second that Jacob got voted out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Saw that one coming.
He's pretty bad. Okay, sure, whatever. I swear to God.
All right, bye.
I 90% guarantee he's a gamer gator. He just looks the type. I really enjoyed the when the tribes are shuffled up, everyone gets back to their beach, and the old Malolo, now on the Navidi tribe, are looking at the beach and going, this is real bad. You guys have a terrible beach. And everyone's like, man, they just keep complaining. They don't know everything. We did the best we could. I don't know what their problem is. Then you go immediately over to the new Malolo beach, and all of the old Navidi players are like, oh my God, this is the best, most comfortable beach I've ever been on. This is so great. I love this. And so it really gives credence to the old Malolo complainers. Like, no, they are justified in their complaints.
You have that backwards, by the way.
Yeah. I'm sure I have it backwards. I don't care one.
But no, I like that Wendell casually refers to his tribe as having, like, oh, a living room and a kitchen and a bedroom. Yeah. Casually, like, we have this, you know, like, four-room place with a fantastic view. It's great. I love it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, it's okay to complain about the quality of a beach. That's kind of stock. There's somebody who wins and somebody who loses, and so one beach gets to do that, and like it's expected. I think they're more like, can you guys like stop complaining about it now? It's been like 8 hours. And Bradley's like, this is a shithole country.
But it was a shithole beach. I mean, and like, look at their shelter compared to the other shelter. It's like, yeah, it's no comparison. It's bad.
Yeah, but like, Bradley was complaining about it when they got there. And then there's a bunch of politicking happening, and you get the sense that, like, 6 hours later, you see another shot of Bradley complaining about it.
Yeah.
Complaining about get dirt. Over it, man.
Like, also, that's kind of a dick move. I mean, he's sitting there talking to the guy who built the damn thing. He's like, God, what a shitty shelter.
Yeah, you're pretty bad at this, dude.
Which, like, I mean, let's be fair. I mean, the Navidi, aside from having Wendell, who's a furniture maker, also had Dominic, who's in construction.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Wendell was... Okay,
cheating, right?
I forgot the furniture, that he was a furniture maker, because I saw that they had the chairs and everything. I was like, did they win some challenge and get, No, it's just that Dominic, Wendell is actually making that stuff. That's great.
Yeah. They literally have somebody who builds homes on their beach. So he's building a house for you. And yeah. then somebody who builds furniture. So he's like building chairs. And like, it's got to be the most cushy situation wherever those two are.
I wish they would show a little bit more of that, only because, like, yeah, if it's one of those blink and you'll miss it things, or, like, you just won't make the connection as I did. But whatever. It's cool.
Yeah, because in a couple weeks, they're going to offer as reward, like, and chairs! And Wendell's going to be like, no, I got
that. No, I already made chairs. How dare you? How chair you? Thank you. Wendell is becoming a favorite of mine because when they merged, they started doing the politicking, and he was actually, I forget the things that he said, which is bad because I only saw this a couple hours ago, but he was making sense to me. He was running the numbers in his head, and I liked what he was saying.
He's smarter than he looks.
So basically, basically we have the immunity challenge really to go on.
Hardcore parkour challenge.
Yeah. It was a neat challenge. I enjoyed that. Okay, maybe I didn't pay enough attention, so one of you can explain this to me, but it looks like, was it orange? Yeah, it was orange. I don't know if it was the tribe name, but orange had their ladder like upside down or something like that, and they lost a whole bunch of time. It's like, how do you have an upside down ladder? I don't understand that.
Because it goes into some posts in the ground. So
I thought they just held it up for stability. Yeah.
I thought they were just holding it too. I thought they were crazy. I was going to agree with Nick.
Yeah, I was like, I must have not noticed something, and evidently that was the fact. I didn't notice that they.
No. They always, because in challenges where the entire team has to get up on the platform, the last person up has to be safe. So they have to make sure that. The ladder is stable.
Yeah, but no, this was different because this wasn't they had to get up on a platform. This was one person had to climb the ladder.
No, because they all had to get up the ladder to get onto the platform, right?
No.
No. Huh. They had to run up.
The ladder was just to grab the rope.
Yeah. The final platform was parkour as well. I mean, it was parkour if you're dumb.
Climbing up the wall, yeah.
Yeah. It was parkour if you're not smart and you don't work together. But once you work together, it's super easy. I don't know. Overall, as I said, it was an interesting challenge. I enjoyed it. And the ladder thing confused me. But yeah, you're probably right. They probably had some holes or whatever that they put it into just as a safety concern. Because what if somebody drops the ladder? I don't think they want to risk that. So there probably wasn't along those lines. Orange wins, purple loses, and Chris gets put on the island, and yeah.
Nope, other way around.
Which, that doesn't, you know what, it doesn't matter. I got the names right. Here's what's important to me. Here's the part that's important and was frustrating to me, is that I feel like this would have been a really great tribal council if I was watching it live, because I didn't see. You know, it was a three-way tie, essentially, and then one person, they got too many votes, and they got voted out. And it really did kind of feel like it could have been two of those three people, maybe the third one. It was an outside chance. But, you know, Thursday morning, I'm checking Twitter from my bed as soon as I wake up, and I see written right on there, check out Morgan getting blindsided and her thoughts. I was like, Can you please at least have a 24-hour rule CBS on your official account? Like, that was really, it was just frustrating. Because that could have been, as I said, that could have been really great if I had somehow avoided the giant-ass spoiler. But no.
Yeah, no, it was frustrating, goddammit.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I don't follow CBS and why I don't follow Survivor and why I don't follow Jeff Probst. Like, I'd like to interact with you all on Twitter, but it's too difficult.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to unfollow Survivor, mainly because all it is spoilers on Thursday, and then Wednesday, while they're broadcasting the episode live, they don't spoil anything, but they just retweet hella people, and they're always the most generic thing. So I'm like, I should probably unfollow. Yeah, you know what? My life will be better if I do, so I'm going to do that. I will say Jeff is a good follow. He doesn't spoil anything, and he will give you interesting background insight and things like that, and comments about people from time to time that are, you know, pretty useful. So he's a good follow. But yeah, CBS ruined this episode for me. Dampened my enthusiasm for this episode, I should say. It was not ruined. It was still a good one overall. And, you know, if they're going to ruin something, I'm glad they ruined, you know, episode 2 and not episode 15. I know there aren't 15 episodes. Yeah. I just said that because it was the first time it really jumped to my head.
How did you guys feel about the way that Ghost Island is being held? The fact that it has to be a unanimous decision. Is that the way it worked for Exile Island? I don't think it was it?
They had to come to a decision.
No, I think it usually... Yeah. It's in the past, not that I've seen every episode with an Exile Island. I'm sure I've missed several of them. But in the past, in the ones that I've seen, it's been pretty unanimous anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, like, the tribes were just shuffled up and then immediately did the challenge. So it's kind of like, okay, like, obviously Navidi wants to ghost out another Navidi player to keep them safe, or another Malolo player to kind of put them on the outs and make the vote even more swayed in Navidi's side, whether it be 5-3. So Navidi has an interest there, so...
Well, I think...
making it, Malolo can't do the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the point. They're just giving the tribes, or the old tribes, whatever, one last chance to gel. So they require that unanimity. I was going to say anonymity. Doesn't matter. They require that unanimity to prevent one tribe, in this case Navidi, from just running roughshod by getting rid of one of the Malolo, old Malolos, and then, then it's just a shooting gallery. So I don't know. I think it was a good call. And if anything else, it was just kind of interesting. Stephanie showed a good level head and saying, like, no, I object. You know, and just not even, like, trying to make a thing out of it. Just being like, I object. Sorry. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm really impressed with her game.
Yeah. I'm a fan of most of these players so far. But I don't know. I appreciate wanting to keep it more even so that you don't have that one tribe running away with it, especially now that you've split the tribes up and they're both the old Navidi. So it really creates that kind of situation where they can just run away with it even further. But I'm slightly disappointed because it also takes away an opportunity for more gameplay, like to strategically choose a person to send to Ghost Island. And you could say they had that opportunity if they could have come to terms and come to a decision as a new tribe, but you knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll happen at the next challenge, but even then, like, it's going to be rough for a while before they actually can do strategy to pull out a specific person in Ghost Island.
Well, I hated it because I got fucked in the steal. So I guarantee you, if Chris was not going to Ghost Island, his ass was getting voted out.
Yeah, and instead you have your third person voted out in 3 episodes.
Yeah. God damn it.
Too bad. I thought they did a good job of giving you just enough Morgan to give you a good taste of her. Like, I thought she was interesting in this episode. It's too bad that she's gone. I would like to have seen a little bit more of her, but, you know, she wasn't going to win, so.
Yeah.
Well, obviously not now. Yeah, I think that's the thing is, I after even watching this more, I can't think of a person who's annoying who I want to get rid of. Like, the two most annoying people were gone first and second, so.
Yeah. I don't know what even, from here. Even Dominic, like, Dominic is a good villain, in my opinion, because I don't like him, but I don't hate him. Like, I don't want to see him win, but I don't mind seeing him play.
I think Dominic's chaotic good. You know?
Yeah, I mean, not even chaotic. Like, when I think chaotic, I think, like, Russell Hands, and he's obviously the go-to, but I think people who, like...
Chaotic evil.
No, but, like, when I think chaotic, like, I'm going to burn this motherfucker's sock in the fire just to see what happens. Like, just to fuck around with shit at camp, you know? And other places have done that kind of stuff, too. I'm thinking of, I cannot remember his name. All I can remember is, did somebody say Blue Label?
God,
who was that? I don't remember.
I don't know, and I hated them.
He was some Braun Drive guy.
Scott Peterson is a murderer. Something like that. I think his name was Scott.
Well, it wasn't the basketball player. It was the other one. It was the redhead.
Anyway, when they got all pissy at the end and started doing dumb shit just to fuck around, like, that, when I think chaotic, I think of that. I think Dominic is just, he's playing hard, and he's not here to make friends. Which is a good way to lose, but you know.
Well, I mean, I hate Chris, not just because, you know, my person got voted out. I hated him before that.
You want to elaborate on why?
He's absolutely the typical bro douchebag we thought he was going to be. Like, they come to the new tribes and he immediately walks up to the women and goes, "You're doing exactly what I tell you to do, bitch."
Like, yeah, they didn't take time to do that.
Yeah, they didn't like that at all. I'm good for them for immediately realizing he was being a dick. But
yeah, it definitely would have been him because he annoyed people on both sides of that tribe divide.
Yeah.
That would have been so good. Dominic could have been like, "I did that." And they could have been like, "No." And then they would have come out next. Morgan goes and she has the legacy advantage and she wills it to Dominic of all people.
That's frustrating.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It's a mark of how well Dominic is playing that he was able to lie to a bunch of people and still get a reward. So,
I mean, what's interesting is the same thing happened as Legacy Avenge the first time it was in the game.
Yeah. Oh, that was just Sierra being
being dumb.
Yeah.
I hope just every episode whoever has the Legacy Avenge gets voted out.
That would be pretty cool.
Like, you thought it was haunted before? Oh, girl, you don't even know.
It contains the souls of several people's game.
We can haunt the shit out of this.
I don't want it! Oh, no! It'd be like that pair of boots at the beginning of All Quiet on the Western Front. That long pause was me trying to remember the name of that book.
God, I have no memory of that book.
That's a good book.
Yeah,
I know, I've read it.
I've never read it, so I definitely don't remember it either.
It was good. Anyway, is there anything else we want to mention before we move on to fantasy? Does anyone have anything else? Anyone that's impressing them? I already said who's impressing me.
James. Yeah, I mentioned that one.
Yeah, and I agreed with him. Or agreed with you. Okay. I'm sure I would agree.
I don't have an impressing me. I have a, like, really moment when Stephanie was like, "I was in a power position." Like, what, how are you in a power position? Everyone voted for the same person.
Maybe she directed it? I don't know. Yeah.
It's early enough.
Is whatever. She's a little bit, not cocky, a little bit, I can't think of that word. Yeah, sorry. I couldn't think of the word because I have no confidence, and so I don't know what it is.
A little hubristic?
Yeah, but whatever. You know, the way she's playing, she can get by with it. Anyway, yeah, do the fantasy thing.
So we have a couple bets out. We have one for our Deadpool. We each pick a person. The first person out gets the person who picked them 3 points, if that makes sense. Anyway, I picked Laurel, Nick picked Angela, which almost happened, and Brian picked Kellen. That was a close call. We also have a bet that resolved about what episode we will shuffle up the tribes. And I said 4, Brian said 3, and Nick said 2, so Nick's got himself 3 points for getting that one right.
I made the mistake of not picking first, and so I was like, well, I don't think it's going to be 5. It's much less likely to be, I guess it'll be 2, and it was!
Yeah. And then we have the haunted bet. I don't know how to write bet like that. How many haunted items will there be? Nick picked 8, Brian picked 6, and I picked 10. 10 seemed like an outrageous number.
Gonna win.
Yeah.
We're 3 episodes in, and we got 3, so it might not be that crazy. We got a bet for when the merge is, a bet for if Michael will get caught lying about his age, and whether or not we will see a ghost. These are the bets. in the scoring, Brian, you came into the you came into this episode in last because you had 4 points, because of the team you drafted, two of your 3 players got voted out in the first episode. And now another one got voted out. You had Morgan. Morgan got you 0 points, buddy. Desiree got you 2, and Stephanie got you 2 because they both were on the tribe that won the immunity and reward challenge.
So yeah, the entire team I started with is gone.
That's right. No, you drafted Desiree.
No, I didn't. I drafted Morgan, or did I? No, I did draft Desiree, didn't I?
Yeah, you drafted Desiree. You added Morgan when Jacob was gone.
And now you know how I feel last season. Because last season, my person got voted off episode 1, and then again episode 2, and then I was just like, oh, forget it.
Nick, you're up next. You had 11 points last week. You had a 10 this week, getting 2 from Bradley and 2 from Chelsea because they were both, you know, immunity slash reward winners. You got 3 from Laurel because she went to tribal and survived because you played with fire in this game. Fire is your life. You also got 3 points for winning the bet. So that's 10 on to your 11, giving you 21.
You know, I still don't know who Chelsea is.
Chelsea apparently, somebody tweeted at Chelsea at the end of the first episode saying, "Hey, I was really looking forward to seeing some of you on the episode, and I was disappointed." And Chelsea was like, "Surprise, I'm the ghost."
All right. I was thinking about dropping her, but because of that, I'm keeping her.
You can still drop her, but like, that's pretty smart.
No, that's really funny. I'm keeping her because of that joke.
Okay. I came in to look on top with 17. I got 2 from Brendan because he was a Malolo and won both. I got 3 from James because he went to tribal and survived. And I got 5 from Dominic because he survived and he got the advantage points there on top of the other 3. So that's 10 onto my 17, giving me 27. Once again, I'm in first with 27. Nick's got 21 and Brian has 8 because Brian sucks this despite winning a couple of years in a row. But Brian, you got to replace Morgan. Who you adding?
Well, I mean, I can't take Libby because I'm not allowed to trust the cute blonde girls. I mean, Michael has an idol, but
Wendell seems smarter.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was thinking was Wendell. I'm gonna take Wendell.
Oh, damn.
Jonathan's still there too.
I was gonna drop Bradley for Wendell.
Well, is there anybody else? Any other movie you want? Because you have Brian, that gives you Desiree, Wendell, and Stephanie. Nick, you have Bradley, Chelsea, and Laurel. Any other changes you want to make for that team?
Yeah, I think I'll drop Bradley. Which one's Michael? I know he has an advantage, but I forget what.
Michael is the 18-year-old with the smart. Oh, right. He's 23 instead.
Nah, I don't think he's smart enough.
You know what, Nick? I don't know who any of the people on your team are.
Well, Laurel
is the guy who called it a shithole beach.
Yeah. I'm not too into him. I think I'll take Kellen.
Okay. I'll
drop Bradley get Kellen. Yeah.
All right. So you replace with Kellen.
Waiver wire.
I have Dominic, Brendan, and James. Brendan I want to keep because of Brendan Shapiro. James I want to keep because he seems smart and sharp to me. I mean, Dominic has an idol and an advantage, so I don't know how I can get rid of him.
Right now.
I want to drop somebody for Michael because, I mean, how do you not have somebody with an idol in their pocket on your team? I don't know how we just have that person there on the waiver wire, but I don't know who I want to drop for him. So I feel like if I drop James, he's going to get picked up. All right, if scoring works, or you want to see what our teams look like at the beginning of the season or bets that we have going on, you go to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast.com. On the left, hit the button that says Fantasy Rules, and hopefully it will be updated by the time you hear this.
Cool. Sorry, the internet crapped out a little. Yeah, the internet crapped out a little bit. But I got your... It crapped out a little bit, but I got your end bit there. You know, in that case, let's just wrap it up real, real fast, because it's very possible that my internet may crap out yet again. So we will... Ooh, shit. All right, that sounded bad. I'm just going to talk, and hopefully it works. Anyway, we will be back next week with another episode, and hopefully good things happen, and my internet gets better. So this is a really awkward way of ending, but I think I might actually be the only one left on the call.
Nope.
Oh, good. All right, yeah. All right, okay, cool. All right, yeah. In that case, we'll see you guys later. Sorry. Goodbye.
We love you.
But we don't love my internet connection, apparently.
Nope.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.